This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agreed that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi spoke with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan over the West Asia conflict. Meanwhile, the conflict in West Asia has intensified as Iran and joint forces of Israel and US exchanged a new wave of missile and drone attacks. Iran and Iranian-backed militias continue to strike US assets across the Gulf countries, including United Arab Emirates, Kuwait and Bahrain, after the killing of its supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and top Iranian officials. On the other hand, Israel and the United States pounded targets in Iran. Oman's Maritime Security Center has reported that one person was killed after an oil tanker was attacked by an explosive-laden boat off the coast of Muscat. Qatar's Ministry of Defense announced that two missile attacks struck energy-related sites in the country with no reported injuries or fatalities. Three U.S. F-15E Strike Eagles flying in support of Operation Epic Fury went down last night over Kuwait in what American military officials described as an apparent friendly fire incident, with all six air crews safely recovered. According to Red Crescent, 555 people have been killed across Iran in joint U.S.-Israeli attacks. On the other hand, one woman in Tel Aviv area of Israel was killed after being struck by falling shrapnel. Four U.S. soldiers had been killed in action and five seriously injured by Iranian attacks in Kuwait. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that the government is continuously monitoring the evolving situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that all necessary steps will be taken to ensure the availability and affordability of major petroleum products in the country. The minister further informed that he reviewed the supply situation of crude oil, LPG and other petroleum products with senior officials from the ministry and public sector undertakings. India and Canada today exchanged three agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said the current situation in West Asia is a matter of deep concern. He said India supports the resolution of all disputes through dialogue and diplomacy. The External Affairs Ministry has said the Canadian Prime Minister's visit to India marks an important inflection point in relations between the two countries. P. Kumaran, Secretary East, said this in a media briefing on Mr. Carney's India visit. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today launched the Bharatiya Janata Party's Parivartan Yatra from Rai Digi in South 24 Parganas. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah asserted that the people of West Bengal were now seeking change. He said the people in the state are distressed under what he described as the misrule of the ruling Trinamool Congress. Indian Railways has made elaborate arrangements at major stations in Delhi area for the convenience of passengers travelling to the eastern parts of the country to celebrate the festival of Holi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.